Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby,
come
that willing.
Come on, good morning, wake up. Good morning, wake up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, get up. Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studio.
It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 68. It's better than yesterday. Currently 37 clear skies in the Power and Light District.
Hi, Dee.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this American Diabetes Alert Day?
Ooh, I got my water in. Get yours in. Time to pay attention.
Definitely.
Feeling good on this Taco Tuesday. Stacy Shaw, she knows the law. She got your legal advice coming up at 7:50.
We got your TMG going down into 23. Jada Pinkett Smith talks on about her and Will rebuilding. And the internet is calling for a family meeting. After Tommy Lee from, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta was seen with Solange's son.
Oh, Lord, no. No.
We need a family meeting.
No. Girl, what's going on?
What's going on?
Your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. D, let's get them street tacos in, dog. No cilantro. Extra onion and cheese and steak for me because it is
Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivation, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
The magic is here, right where you are. Let go of all those negative thoughts that are hiding it from you and allow yourself to experience it. You are alive, aware, and able to act in this realm of limitless possibilities. Recognize the opportunity and let it capture your imagination. Perhaps you've been tricked into thinking that very particular, limited, and probable circumstances are necessary for fulfillment. But that's not the case. You have countless avenues available for creating rich, satisfying, meaningful experiences. Follow willingly as your heart leads the way. Give your attention, your time, and energy to the best of what's possible for right now. Let go of any preconceived notions about what you need and see the inherent goodness in all you have. Embrace the magic of life that's upon you, around you, within you. Find joy in expanding and extending it out in all directions. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:25 on your time, high up 68. Currently, it's 37 clear skies at the T-Mobile Center. If you live, if you see us live in the studio, we are live on the Hot 103 Jam Facebook page. You see B Shining with his,
you see
with his Pablo.
My Bartiers.
the Bacardis. All right, cousins. Yeah, TMG is going down. And Clarissa Shields is at the top of that list. She's hitting 50 Cent with some paperwork, and this comes after 50 claims she cheated on Papoose.
I'm not here to give nobody a platform but myself, but I will say this. 50 Cent has been sent paperwork for even insinuating and saying that I slept with this guy, I was romantic with this guy, sexually involved with this guy. All that is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wish 50 would have gotten a booth. Like, right. I thought he was a rapper.
Girl, no, them days is long gone. What you talking about?
He do be still mentioning people, but he mentioned T.I. in a rap. But that's the rap for the actual theme song of the show. But he's not finna put out a whole diss record.
Not at all. He's past that. That was 20 years ago, Clarissa. Let it go. Hang it up.
Everybody need to hang it up. Other news, K. Michelle, she will be joining Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, God.
It'll be season 17. I'm so excited for
again?
That.
Again?
What you mean again?
Oh, Real Housewives. I was thinking about Love and Hip Hop.
Right, no.
My bad.
No,
I mixed my reality shows up. My bad, y'all.
No, she didn't upgrade it. We going to Real Housewives of Atlanta with it. She holding out that peach. And she was asked by Sherry Shepherd of her issue with Drew Sidora.
I can't say a lot, but I can say it's not for what people think it is or what she would hope it would be about.
Okay.
She would hope it would be about music, but I don't fight about music, you know, when something doesn't compare. So it wasn't that.
That's the people clapping like that was so monumental. I love K. Michelle, though. I'm very interested to see this season because that whole thing was just getting us ready for this season premiere.
He gave him that three-piece extra crispy.
So, I wonder, bunch of that going on, huh?
Yeah, shaking of a lot of tables going down
this is
a mess. Housewives of Atlanta. So we'll keep you up to speed on that.
It's your boy, Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
If Missouri voters get to decide whether to adopt a new U.S. House district map backed by Trump, the ballot proposal presented to them won't say a word about gerrymandering. Of course it won't. So a state judge on Friday ordered a new toned-down description of the redistricting plan after Missouri's Republican Secretary of State acknowledged that he had crafted an unfair summary likely to create bias for the new districts by describing the old ones as gerrymandered. So this has been going on throughout the country as presumably Republican-led states are trying to redesign these maps. Mm-hmm. For them, they think that it better represents America, but I think for everybody else, right. I think for everybody else, we're seeing that they're trying to do something with the midterms coming up.
Yeah.
So this ruling marked at least a partial victory for opponents of the new map, who previously submitted more than 300,000 petition signatures seeking to force a statewide referendum. But it remains to be seen whether the referendum actually will occur this November. So election officials are still in the process of verifying whether opponents gathered enough valid petition signatures, of course. So, you know, this would definitely affect Manuel Cleaver, and it would just rearrange how the voters are counted within certain parts of Missouri. Mm-hmm. That's what this is doing. So right now, Congressman Cleaver represents a specific part of Missouri, but it'll be redone after this and in an unfair way if these this redistricting plan were to go through. So it's a lot to sort out.
Yeah.
You know, this is probably ain't gonna be something that's gonna be solved until next year or something. Mm-hmm. So
but this just like we always say, make sure you are registered to vote. Make sure you know when that election is happening, what's on the ballot. If you're in Kansas, you can go to voteks.org to check your voter registration. And if you in Missouri, you can go to mo.gov.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
You know, I'm a big believer in karma, and it kind of regulates me in what I do, mm-hmm. because if you do, I believe if you do something wrong, something's going to come back to you mm-hmm. sometime. It may not be today. It may not be next week.
It's going to catch up to you.
Yes. But Canby's Markets, they deliver fresh produce to low food access areas across Kansas City, D, using its delivery trucks. However, last week, someone cut a hole through its warehouse fence, stealing catalytic converters from five of the nonprofit's delivery trucks. Now, their trucks are out of commission, and the organization is now using rentals to make sure the food is delivered. However, last week, somebody cut a hole through its warehouse fence, and now the trucks are gone now, and they're messed up. So they're roughly about $20,000, not including the cost of replacing five catalytic converters for their delivery trucks. And Kanger says that there are roughly 250,000 people in their service area every month that they are getting food to. Now they need the community's help to ensure that the service continues.
That's awful.
It is, dog, because...
And I'm sure they're going to figure out and the police will get a hold of... That's the thing, too. You're going to get caught. It's unfortunate.
See, people be doing stupid stuff sometimes and they don't even know who they're really affecting. Mm-hmm. Like, you think you might be...
You're like, oh, they got it. They got insurance. I'm going to just... No, bro.
Man, now you affecting, you know, maybe a quarter. Is that a quarter million?
Yeah.
You affecting a quarter million people now, basically, you know, limiting their food service and food delivery. So, look, man, God don't play about his children, especially those who are down and out, who are starving, who need some help. Somebody going to pay for that.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Cousins, we love and appreciate you for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Whether you're tapping the app, whether you're tuning in to the live stream on YouTube and Facebook on Hot 103 Jams, or if you're doing it the old school way, you're driving around the city right now, you might be late to work over there in Shiny Mission on Johnson Drive, you better chill out. You know they don't play over there, dog. Are you in North Kansas City? Yeah, they don't play there either, man. But wherever you're doing, wherever you are, we love and appreciate you for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins hitting us up on the Hustle and Shine text line. Big love to Stacey Davis.
This is roll call.
Right, literally, this is our cousin roll call. Happy Taco Tuesday, cousin. She said, have an amazing day. Appreciate you. Big love to Denisha and her sister. Shout out to Final Cuts Barbershop on North Oak Traffic Way. It's always a good time in there. Steve the barber is A1. Okay, period. Y'all looking for a place to get your hair cut up? You know, nice to get a little lining? Might want to go holler at him. Anthony Drone, Brandocious, Shane Blaze, big love to him. One of our cousins said, shout out to everyone taking charge of their health with mobile lab work services. Major shout out to Care Sticks. Health is wealth. I'm with you when you write. Mm-hmm. Carmen Nard always sending us up. We appreciate you. She says, happy Tenacious Tuesday. Oh, that's right. Come on with the TI. All right, shout out to our cousin from the 816 that says, Grand Rising. We ain't saw no Grand Rising in a minute. Saying, have a great day, Spark, J, Jax, and Indy. And YL, Kirkwood and the Solomon family. Big love to Chef Taco. One of our cousins said, good morning, Hustle and Shine.
Good morning.
Charlotte Ford, thank God for another day. Another Grand Rising from a 660. Mm. And then one of our cousins said, good morning. Congratulations to Storm's Athletics basketball team from St. Joe, Missouri, that played in Columbia this past weekend. So big shout out to them. And also Olathe North star point guard, Sam Simpson Jr., big shout out to him. He was announced as the Gatorade Player of the Year. Rich Harris always tapping in with us. And Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate you.
Thank y'all.
Ooh,
you all right?
Breath. Yeah.
Okay.
Had to get through there.
Get you some Gatorade.
Because y'all done took me through there. Shout out.
Ooh. Okay.
You know, you take it too far. Every time. Leo vibes. Oh. They take it too far.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. It is a high of 68, currently 40. Fair skies at the Truman Library. Jada Pinkett Smith talks about appreciating her alone time, and she knows her and Will Smith will focus on rekindling their connection, but just not right now.
We will.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Not right now.
But you will.
I am my mother's only child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so having this time that I've had to myself has been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get to know me, you know, even to have my house exactly how I want it. I have to be like, well, what color do you want this wall? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can just do it.
And I think when you have kids, you like your alone time. Like empty nesters, my mama was cool with me. I mean, I know she missed me and stuff, but when I went off to school, she was like, cool. I can go back to focusing on making my own decisions just for me. And I feel like people need that space sometimes. So enjoy. And
stay away from Will. He's a much happier man.
Who told you that? You talk to him?
You can see it in the video.
No. Videos don't say nothing.
Keep that red table talk away from him.
They need to actually bring that thing back. It's a couple people they need to invite.
No, they don't.
The first person they need to invite is Dr. Umar. He was on The Breakfast Club the other day, and he was breaking down what happened between him and his estranged daughter, who took to social media with claims that he hasn't been in her life.
And I'm sitting there watching her in Sweden, Envy, and I'm saying, look at my beautiful daughter lying like the gospel. First of all, we've been in contact throughout her life by phone. And every time I try to get to see my daughter, she never shows up. Because we've spoken before. And she texts me about once or twice a year. And every time she texts me, I want to see you when and where. I ain't seen her yet.
Man,
once or twice a year.
That's bad. That's not good. I assume that they, like, being in somebody's life is more than just calling and texting. Are we serious? FaceTiming? That's not good enough. They need to be around you. They need to smell you. They need to know how you are. They need, like, that. You have to have the full experience of having a mother and father. Yeah. It, you know, not in the same household now as we should have it, but that's just not where we are right now.
Yeah.
But you lack something when you don't have the presence of a mother or father in your life.
Yeah. And I mean, you said it perfectly. People grow up, parents grow up, but parents get older and they wonder why their kids feel like they were estranged. Because you were there at moments, but you really weren't there.
We're not there. Got to be there.
I'm up, hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
If you're thinking about going to TSA, these TSA lines, look, it's crazy in select cities in the United States. Atlanta's wild. Mm-hmm. I think Dallas is wild. New York, Chicago.
Yep.
So first all, at TSA, touchless ID, previously referred to as Delta as a digital ID, this program, which is available at select airports, is uses facial recognition to speed up the identity check process at the security. So at TSA, they said the same rules apply at TSA pre-check and also apply for touchless ID. So those are kind of the same things. Children 12 and under can go through the lane with a parent or guardian as long as the adult has touchless ID on their boarding pass and everyone is on the same reservation. Children are not required to use facial recognition, but may be asked to show a boarding pass. So long TSA wait times, they're not considered the airline's responsibility. Why y'all going off on them? Passengers who miss a flight due to long lines could be responsible for the cost of rebooking. Oh, that is awful. That is awful, dog. Imagine you getting to the airport 6 hours before your flight go off and you're still late.
That's
and then
insane.
You have to rebook it. That's crazy. Yeah.
So be careful of the layovers you pick, too. Be mindful of that because, you know, you're like, oh, I'm cool. I'm fine from KCI to X, Y, and Z. Just check and make sure you know what's going on at these select cities and their airports before you travel.
Southwest said that in cases where security lines are especially long, it has offered customers the ability to rebook without penalty. They also said that passengers who missed their flight may be accommodated on standby for the next available flight at no charge as long as they arrive at the airport within 2 hours of their scheduled departure. So the bottom line, some airlines may offer flexibility, but it's not guaranteed. If you think you're going to miss your flight, contact your airline as soon as possible to understand your options, of course.
Just imagine they're flying off with probably 60% of the passengers aboard. That's insane.
Window seat for me.
You can have as many seats as you want to with all of this going on.
Stacey Shaw, good morning. What you got?
Good morning. I'm going to be talking about garnishment. So come back at 7:50 and we'll get right into it.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, what you got?
Today we're going to be talking about garnishments, okay? So a garnishment is when somebody sues you, they get a judgment, which means that you owe them money, and then they have to figure out a way to collect the debt from you. There's two ways that that could happen: garnishment and attachment. Today, we're going to be talking about garnishment, and we're going to be going over in more detail on the 11:30 show on KPRT for Faith Justice Victory. Now, garnishment means that they can take money out of your paycheck, out of your benefits, but there are some exceptions. First of all, if you're the head of a family, then 90% of your earnings can be exempt. That means that if you earn $100 a week, they can only garnish from $10 a week, okay? Or if you have a general paycheck, then they can only garnish 25% of your weekly disposable earnings or an amount exceeding 30 times the federal minimum wage, okay? So those are the availability of funds that they can come from. Now, this is important because you have to file specific forms in order to exempt it. And that means to set it aside so that amount of money can't be touched. You've got to fill out the forms in the circuit court in the county where you live, and there are time limits, okay? So in Jackson County, you only have 20 days. So if you've got questions about this, it can be complicated. I've been getting a lot of questions about it on the phone. You can always give us a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at stacyshawlaw.com and on all social media at stacyshawlaw. Remember, today is Tuesday at 11:30. We have Faith Justice Victory on KPRT. We're going to have Sister Shalise Williams joining us as a special guest. Also, make sure you are pouring into a young person today. I got the opportunity to visit some amazing sixth graders at Wendell Phillips. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Starting in early this year, 18 plus states, Texas, Florida, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Missouri and Ohio, later on this year, are restricting supplemental nutrition assistance program called a SNAP. We talked about this yesterday a little bit with Mayor Lucas. So the benefits to prohibit purchases of items like pop, candy, and sugary energy drinks. This policy aims to reduce consumption of products with little nutritional value as part of a federal, state-led Make America Healthy Again initiative. As I laugh, as you see, you know, the people who created this eating McDonald's on the airplane, but whatever. The USDA approved waivers for states to ban items typically considered junk foods, such as candy, gum, pop, and drinks with more than 5 grams of added sugar. These restrictions will affect around 14 million people across participating states. And again, October 1st is looking like for Arkansas, Tennessee, Missouri, and Ohio for this to go in effect. I don't know. I'm kind of split on this, D, because I do want people to be more healthy and more, you know, I think that...
I'm not split on it.
You think that they should definitely have access to it, for sure. Like, I don't think we should restrict.
I believe that this is a... It's nothing different than a ploy to show power and restrictions on people who need assistance.
Yeah. Facts.
I just think it's that... Because the thing is, if we want to, quote, unquote, make America healthy again, you should put a ban on how much snacks people can purchase daily, or certain restrictions on the products that these that places are, you know, there's one place that's out there that make these big sugar cookies and you know how many calories and sugar is in one cookie. It'll send you to the hospital and put you in a coma.
But keep me away from those.
I'm just saying, it's so much other things that you could be actually doing if you really are genuinely trying to, quote unquote, make America healthy again. Mm-hmm. But instead, you're choosing to restrict people who need assistance. Mm-hmm. They can't have a Snickers. Mm-hmm. We all didn't have a bad day. Let the kids have a Kit Kat.
I need one right now.
I've been on food stamps before. I wish I would be pissed if I was a kid. I can't get a fruit snack.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
That was fun. 8:24 on your time. It's a high of 68. Currently 41 sunny skies at the Kansas City Zoo.
So disappointed.
We need to call a family meeting. I'm trying to call Beyonce and Solange and the whole family because Solange's 21-year-old son, Jules, was hanging out with 41-year-old Tommy Lee. Now, Tommy Lee was a former reality star on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. And not only were they hanging out, but... looked like Jules was carrying Tommy on her back to the car.
What type of do you like somebody?
She's my baby. Mm-hmm.
I said, it's hard to be fine when you got somebody on your back.
Still fine.
Oh, looking like a lollipop. Looking like a lick.
Be sexy.
Yeah.
Tommy, I said.
She got his nose wide open. That's Tommy Lee's entry into the Royal Carter family.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, she's in there.
Somebody said Jules is like the Ray J of the Knowles family.
You're doing something with your mouth.
I'm not gonna say all of that. This young man is young, impressionable, clearly. And I mean, he ran into Tommy Lee. How? I don't know. But I've told people, when you become famous, you're in the pool. There's nobody you can't interact with and meet. As we clearly see, Solange's son is now hanging. Beyonce's nephew is hanging out with Tommy Lee. Hello. What the hell is going on?
What the helly?
What the helly-ante?
Man, look. Tommy Lee featuring Beyonce.
That's very
special
predatory.
Reality show on the way.
20-year difference. And that little boy's frontal lobe is not even complete.
Oh, she got him wide open.
Oh, I bet. Taking him through there. That's unfortunate.
Okay,
we like that. All right, I hope he's staying cool. Other news, headlines. You've been seeing about it. We've been talking about it on our social media. R&B and hip-hop royalty are hitting the road together. TLC and Salt and Pepper, they just announced their first ever co-headlining tour, and they're bringing En Vogue along. It's been a lot of recent tours that's been happening. People, of course, are saying these are recession indicators. Could be the case. I don't know how they expect us to catch a flight to these places.
Going to drive, dog.
You know, they are. But they'll be in Kansas City on September 30th. And to make it a little bit better for you, cousins, we're actually giving away some tickets up next.
We are? That's my jam?
Ooh, baby.
Splash it. This is one of my favorite videos. I love this video
crazy.
So much.
That was, you what? Felt that.
Splash it. That's how they do it on, that's how they do it on the song. I sound like the song, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Baby, 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 baby.
We got those tickets for you.
Yeah, I love that hair in this video, too. Yeah.
You be hating on Salt and Pepper so much. I'm happy that you like this song.
I like 80s Salt and Pepper, not 90s.
Okay, I feel that. Well, cousins, we got a chance to hook you up with tickets to go see TLC, Salt and Pepper, and En Vogue. That's happening in the next 10 minutes. So listen in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Birthdays, Aries season. We got you. Kansas City's double up for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
It's 5103 Jams.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those enthusiastic, bold, and competitive Aries.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to former NBA All-Star Chris Bosh. Happy birthday to singer and a member of the R&B girl group Total. Happy birthday to Pamela Long. A big happy birthday to R&B singer who liked to fold clothes before Kehlani and also told you don't mess with her man. Happy birthday to Nivea. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to journalist, lawyer, fashion designer, author, and TV personality. One of the OG hosts of The View. A big happy birthday to Star Jones.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Sean Phillips, Rob White, and Mika Smith. Sending birthday love to Audrey Smith Holly, Catherine Lewis, and Alan Travis. Happy birthday, Bella J, Tara Renee, and Megan Young. Sending birthday love to Marie Rodriguez, my dog Donald Goodrow Bayless, and everybody else born on March 24th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
I see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Sasha.
Hey, Sasha. What you doing on this Taco Tuesday?
You know, just riding around town.
You just wasting gas, huh?
Right.
No. There's
errands
being made.
Okay.
You like you. What type of air freshener you got in that car that you're riding around in?
Febreze.
Okay.
That'll do. We think you lying. We think you're lying a little bit, but, you know, it's okay.
All right, Sasha, we got two tickets to go see TLC, Salt and Pepper, and En Vogue, but you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. You ready for that?
Okay.
No, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And no, I don't want to meet you nowhere. No,
I don't want no scrub. A scrub is somebody who can't get no love from me. Hanging from the passenger side and his best friend's body.
Uh-huh.
Trying to holler at me.
Hey! Hey! Come on, Sasha, with the run.
How you doing?
All right, cousin, you getting that hookup. You getting those two tickets to the iconic tour, Salt and Pepper, En Vogue, and TLC. Who is going to be your plus one?
Probably my sister.
Y'all enjoy y'all sisters.
Sasha, tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine, I want to be.